All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And we do news at 9 o'clock. By the way, Carrie Kasem's sitting in here.
I am. I'm right here. Who's next to the hot Gina Grad.
Thought that was going the other direction. All right, Gina Grad is here to do news. Gina, what's happening in the news?
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Tuesday is news day.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Get it?
Yeah, I think we get it.
Never gets old.
Yeah, it's the best. What's happening in the news, Gina?
Oh, my gosh. What an exciting day for some news, huh, Thini?
Yes.
First and foremost, we have some breaking news. This just in, the Los Angeles Lakers just defeated the Boston Celtics 87-81.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yay. Yeah. Kobe scored 36 points throughout the game, and Sasha Vujacic came through with 20. The Lakers cut Boston's lead down to 2-1, and we have some audio from the exciting finale of this game.
Here we go.
Pierce flips it up. Misses Fisher the rebound, and the Lakers will win game 3. They're back in the series.
There they go. Back in the series. 2-1. Congratulations, Los Angeles Lakers. And to all of the fans who witnessed it down the Staples Center, I'm sure most of them are getting in their car right now and turning on 97.1.
Absolutely. Now we have our audience back,
Tim.
There
you go.
You know, do you like those commercials they're playing with Magic and Larry Bird?
Yeah, those are pretty cool. I love that.
Yeah. I love that they're bringing that whole thing back.
Interesting idea there. Yeah. But yeah, the one with Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, I imagine they told them both to be as still as possible.
Oh, you didn't see the behind? They played this whole behind the scenes.
Oh, they did?
They kept playing it, yeah, where they kept messing up. And then it was so funny. And they're like, we both feel ridiculous doing this because they had to match it, you know? Exactly.
All right. What else is happening in the news there, Gina Grad?
Well, former Gilligan's Island star Dawn Wells was just released from her 6-month probation after being arrested for marijuana possession.
Uh-oh.
And we have a clip of Ms. Wells telling an extra correspondent about what a disaster this whole experience has been.
Oh, man. Dawn Wells, and she was Marianne, right?
Miss Marianne.
Yeah. Ah.
It was the most horrible 3 weeks of my life. Wasn't even drunk driving. But, of course, that's what happens if you're a celebrity a little bit. And, of course, Marianne, I think it's kind of fun to take off her pedestal a little bit.
Oh, please. Dawn, yeah. First of all, when this is not happening because you're a celebrity.
Bit of a big head about the whole thing.
That's really
funny. You have it the other way around. Celebrities get away with murder. Remember?
Literally.
Yeah. They don't go to jail. All right. So please don't say, just because I'm a celebrity, I get nailed.
Wasn't even drunk driving. But of course, that's what happens if you're a celebrity a little bit. And of course, Marianne, I think it's kind of fun to take off her pedestal a little bit.
Oh, please.
What else do you say?
I don't know.
What else?
Don't you just say anything?
Was she smoking and driving? Is that what was happening?
I don't know what she was doing out
there. I think it was one of those where they nabbed her at the airport with a little bit of weed.
And that's it? And you get thrown in jail for that?
Yeah, a little bit of probation time from Ms. Wells.
Oh,
well, that can't be the first offense then. The first offense for a little bit of weed at an airport is not jail.
Well, airport, is that because it's like federal or?
I don't know.
Maybe it's worse.
You know what? I think it's because she's such a pillar of the entertainment community that they had to make an example
out of her.
You're right,
Gina. You're right.
All right. Maybe the guy hated Gilligan's Island. I don't know. All right, what else is happening in the news?
Well, just thought I would give you a quick peek into the next session of Celebrity Rehab. VH1's medical reality drama is coming back for another season, and I can reveal to you that cast right now.
Ooh.
It will feature the actor Gary Busey.
Anybody in radio?
Not that I see, no.
Hell.
Actress Tawny Katane.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Gary Busey and Tawny Katane, they're the two biggest druggies that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, they're ready to turn over a new leaf.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Guns N' Roses' Steve Adler, American Idol's Nikki McKibben.
Yeah. What?
Actress Amber Smith, Sons of Hollywood Sean Stewart, actor Jeff Conaway's making another appearance, and Rodney King will check into rehab with the addiction ranging from painkillers to cocaine.
Okay, you know what?
Downers to uppers.
Rodney King's got a problem?
He is. He's been through a lot, Tim.
This is really funny. I thought you said, no joke, this is why I'm saying, why did they put these people, I thought you said ER, another season of ER is coming back. And that's why I freaked out. No, Celebrity Rehab.
No, Celebrity Rehab. Now it makes sense to you, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, what?
Like, Carrie, who should be on it then if they shouldn't be?
This is ridiculous.
Wow. You know, why do these celebrities do this? Why are they going on Celebrity Rehab?
Well, again, I think that word celebrity is used a little loosely, and I think a free rehab from Dr. Drew is, you know, it's a lot of money.
Or the reason why they're in the the massive problems that they have right now is that fame, like, they're just, they need it so badly and they don't have enough attention, so they're using drugs. And I mean, this is like really analytical, but then it's like, wow, look, here's another chance to get on camera and to be recognized.
Exactly.
So it's kind of a drug. It's almost like another addiction.
It's replacing one with another.
But, you know, my dear father, who raised me semi-properly, I think, you know, he told me that there is some shame involved in being addicted to stuff. Like, he told me when I was a kid, he said, if I ever get caught drinking and driving and get thrown in jail, he's not coming to pick me up.
Nah.
I'll sit there and rot in jail. He ain't coming to pick me up. But because he you know, instilled in me that I shouldn't do that. But there's no shame anymore in, you know, like being addicted to something. Like, yeah, I'm addicted. I'm going to go away for a month.
It's
Everything's
true.
Cool. I'll do it on TV.
It's very true.
Pretty proud of this.
It's embarrassing, and it says something about your character. And they're just, it's almost like they're proud of it. Almost like, yeah, you know, if I admit it on air, then I can help somebody else. There's no shame.
There's no
privacy there.
If I went to rehab, please, Jerry, or I'll make the corrections here. When I go to rehab, I will not be doing it on TV. I will not be talking about it. And I will be so ashamed of myself, especially if you have kids.
You were raised right.
Well, I don't know.
Well, it worked.
And will we just say, you know, Tim's back in Oregon?
Yeah, I'll make up excuse after excuse. Yeah. I'm not going to, you know, come out and talk about it on the air and all that crap. Please. All right. Gina, what else is happening in the news?
Well, it seems that someone here on the 97.1 staff is in a bit of heat right now.
Uh-oh.
And I'm just going to go ahead and come clean on this one. I, Gina Grad, have been caught up in a bit of a scandal. It has found its way to Vanity Fair magazine and even the news magazine show Extra. It seems that there have been some rumors circulating about an alleged, and I repeat, alleged relationship I've had with Bill Clinton, and I'm just going to go ahead and play the audio on this.
And now we've gotten permission to do it?
Yes.
All right. Now, this came out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Gina's been fighting a lot of lawyers and a lot of press interviews.
It's like another part-time job.
I know. And it's totally not true, right? You've never slept with Bill Clinton.
It was an alleged relationship, and this has totally turned my life upside down.
Okay. Have you ever met Bill Clinton?
Once, but it was in public.
Okay, and you've never slept with a guy?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
What?
All right, thank God that's over. So please, no more phone calls from networks. No more phone calls from Entertainment Tonight. She's not doing any interviews. It was alleged that they slept together. They never did, and there's nothing more to the story.
Thank you.
All right, here's the final piece of audio.
It was me.
And then we're never talking about it again. Here it is.
Gina, outraged and disappointed. We told you about the article in the current Vanity Fair that claims Clinton's aides are concerned about the company he keeps and mentions that the former president had been spotted with Gina in California.
Ah.
Okay. Oh,
all right.
Man.
And again, you just met him.
Yeah, and you know what I think it is? I think that when you have a little bit of celebrity, you know, they, especially Gina, they want to knock her off her pedestal. I have a lot in common with Don Wells, and I think maybe we should start a support group.
I guess you do. You know what's funny is that she tries to put that over the air as a joke, but that's the real attitude, man. Off the air, that's really her. All right, what else is happening in the news, Ms. Grad?
Finally, professional wrestler Hulk Hogan made an appearance on Larry King Live last night. The two gentlemen discussed the fate of the Hulk's son, Nick, who is in prison right now due to a reckless driving incident that left his longtime friend Johnny Graziano in a vegetative state.
Oh, bubble.
Yes, after a long interview of the Hulk defending his son, Larry asked if he really thought his son, Nick, did anything wrong.
All right, Larry King talking to the Hulkster.
Hulk, he did wrong, did he not?
Yes.
Yeah, but he made a mistake, and he's accountable, and he stood up in front of the judge and accepted, you know, his sentence and was responsible and accountable for the situation. And what most people, you know, don't realize is Nick did not leave my home that day ever planning on anyone being hurt or any intention of anything happening.
Right. What? Just as happens. So I don't know why he went to jail. I mean, you know, just it was a bad vibe, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Hulk spent an hour with Larry King, and we have a ton of great audio. If you remember the tapes that came out of the prison tapes, where Hulk Hogan was talking about to his son about being in jail. Did you ever hear those tapes?
No.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, you mean before he went before the judge? And no, yeah. I just heard that. Yeah, not about being in jail, but how he can get sympathy and how he should stay. Nick should stay in his orange jumpsuit to get more sympathy from the
exactly.
judge.
You
yeah,
did hear
no,
that.
Yeah, I thought you meant about.
All right, here's a sampler of what happened. These are the tapes that came out of jail, and it's the Nick Hogan talking to the other Hogans while Nick is incarcerated.
Had I known this, I would have rather gone to trial, or I would have rather, you know, appeal the case or something, because, like, I can't deal with this for 8 months. It's like half the size of my bathroom. No way.
Well, that wasn't real, was it?
Yeah, no, that's the...
That was Mommy Hogan.
He's talking to his mom. And that's mom's reaction. Sounds like she's having an orgasm.
Yeah.
No windows or nothing. And, like, just one little, like, you know, like, top bed thing. And
oh, my God.
You just sit there and you think, and there's nothing to think about.
You know, we'll get through it. You got to do it. Prove to everyone that you have learned your lesson.
I'm very proud of you, brother. Very, very proud of you. You've been thrown in a tough spot. You've handled it better than I could have probably handled it. Hey, man, I know you've really been somebody to look up to.
Man, at least your tough spot isn't lying comatose in some hospital bed with tubes in your face.
Yeah, that's the worst.
What is going on here?
I don't know.
You know, this guy, there's nothing to think about. How about think about killing your best friend, buddy?
It's
or the fact
the same.
That his mother... Oh. You saw that thing where his mother and the daughter, Brooke...
Yeah.
Were racing the other two cars? This
is
before?
Yeah.
Oh, they love drag racing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they love
it.
Well,
they don't call it street racing. They call it precision driving. They were precision driving.
They do.
All right.
Really?
Anything else in the news there, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening.
The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
See you next Newsday.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you at least 4.5 back.
All right, here's some more of the prison tapes, then we'll play you the Larry King audio. This is all fantastic audio. Here's more of the prison tapes. And again, Nick's in jail, got in an accident while he was drinking. And the friend, who is an Iraqi vet, is now a quadriplegic in a hospital.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm just sitting there counting the minutes on my fingers, you know, just trying to count.
I just feel so bad that you're there, because truthfully, Nick, you don't deserve to be there. And ultimately, John doesn't need to be where he is. But you know what? You guys were best friends. And Debbie didn't know you.
Debbie is the mother of the quadriplegic.
Okay.
Neither did Ed. They didn't know you. I knew John. I knew you. I knew Danny. You guys were at my house all the time. I knew you better than his own mother.
Hold on one second.
This is just... What's going on here? They're moving chairs around. Yeah, they're moving chairs around in the back
Jesus
here in the kitchen.
Christ, ma'am. Yeah, the people moving chairs around the kitchen, it sounds like, I don't know if you can hear that on the air, but it sounds like the Three Stooges out there breaking chairs over each other's head.
What's
Holy
going on, dude?
Christ. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing out there, ma'am.
Is she new?
I don't know. Yeah. I think she's deaf
new.
Is what she is.
Oh. Mother knew him. I knew him better than his old mother knew him. Would you agree on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and anybody would agree. And she has no other recourse other than to be nasty and vindictive now.
All right, that's the true Hogans talking about, you know, the whole situation. And that's who they are. I mean, that you know, they're on the phone, very, very callous about it, you know, blaming everybody other than Nick.
Nasty
for this.
Nasty and vindictive. Her son is pretty much dead. He's just breathing. His brain is gone.
He's
son
on a ventilator.
Is dead.
He can't, he can't move anything below his neck.
Pretty much, yeah, brain dead. And her son's alive. He's just going to do 8 months in jail.
Yeah, he'll be back at the beach house.
If my brother did that, if I did that, if my sister did that, my dad would say, you deserve this. You better, you know, spend every single day thinking about what you did and what you can do to make amends to this family.
Yeah, and yelling
not,
at the...
Not you don't deserve this. They're being vindictive.
My mom would find a way to break into prison and beat me if this happened
to me. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But for some reason, man, God laid some heavy on that kid, man. I don't know what he was into.
Now, see, this is Hulk partially blaming John, the victim.
The brain dead guy.
Yeah,
right,
the quadriplegic.
But for some reason.
He's a vegetable.
I don't know if he is or not. I think,
I'm almost sure he's a vegetable.
All right. Well, I know he's a quadriplegic, and I'm not sure if he can speak or anything, but it's pretty bad. Bad vibes.
But for some reason, man, God laid some heavy on that kid, man. I don't know what he was into.
John was a negative person.
Here's a negative person. So why doesn't he deserve to be a quadriplegic?
It's
right, Dad?
Unreal.
Yeah, he was so negative. Like, he would pick up, like, a Kit Kat and go, why is this thing 45 cents, man? You know, down the street, they sell for 40 cents, man.
This is the question to your answer.
Should be a quadriplegic.
Why people aren't ashamed. With parents like this, people have no shame because they're not taught right from wrong.
I guess not.
Yeah.
He was what? He was a negative person.
Ugh.
Will you work on that reality deal?
Yep.
For me and get that thing lined up so the minute I walk out of wherever I walk out of, it's there. Boom.
Can you do it while you're on probation?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, you want to do it pink sneakers or you want to do it with someone else?
I want to do it where I'll make the most money.
All right. Well, forget the quadriplegic. Let's roll a deal out of this for a reality show.
Well, then you need to do it with me, Jason, and Eric.
Okay.
You know, if I'm producing the show, I won't screw you. You know that.
Yeah, of course.
And then again, he's got to convince his son, who's in prison, that he's not going to F over his son. Hey, like, I'm not going to screw you, man. You know me. I'm your dad, right? I'm the Hulkster, you know?
It's so sad.
Show, I won't screw you. You know that.
Yeah, of course.
I'll get you every. I'll make you an owner.
Yeah.
You're on the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see.
Let me get to work on that with Eric tonight. He's here, too.
Okay, cool.
What does fame do to people?
I don't know what the show's going to be. Is the show going to be him pushing the quadriplegic guy around?
It's called reality. Reality.
Are they going to ever mention the fact that he caused this guy to be a quadriplegic for
his
life?
I'm telling you, I think he's brain dead. I don't think he's just a quadriplegic. They keep calling him a vegetable. The John guy.
Is that right?
They keep saying they use the word vegetable, and usually that means brain dead, not just quadriplegic.
But I think if somebody's brain dead, they take him off the ventilator, don't they?
No, you can have him on the ventilator if you want, or you can take them off.
If he's legally brain dead, you can do that?
Yeah, you can keep him on the ventilator for as long as you want, right? If you're going to keep paying.
That's rude. He comes in here every Monday at 10 to help us out. He's not brain dead. Malibu Dan. That's so rude. Please, guys. All right. This is Hulk's philosophy. Here we go.
You ready for some heavy stuff or you want to keep talking?
This is where he's going to start Bible thumping the kid while he's in jail. Get along.
You ready for some heavy stuff or you want to keep talking?
Yeah. Give me some heavy stuff, big dog.
All right. You know that vibe? Mm-hmm.
What does he call his dad? He calls his dad
Big Dog? Big Dog.
Talking.
Yeah. Give me some heavy stuff, big dog.
All right.
I think my dad would punch me in the face if I called him Big Dog.
Yeah. You know that vibe that you're on, you know?
Yeah.
That present aware, that whole vibe that you get yourself on?
Mm-hmm.
That's just like a temporary vibe, you know? That's like you're evading all those low vibes of worry and doubt and fear, but you're, before you became present, you know how you're always worried and doubtful and fearful?
All right, I think we get it. Here is the Hulk again with more Bible thumping with this kid in prison.
God gave me a glimpse of being present because that's where he wants me to live all the time.
Right.
And
the more present you stay, the more that glimpse is going to become your reality. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon you're going to live in that vibe all the time. And then once you get on that vibe all the time, your dad's going to hit you with a bunch of other crazy shit and raise your level again.
Wow.
You know,
he just swears with his son and tells him there's nothing wrong. It's the other kid's fault because he was negative, and the mother of the brain dead kid, she's vindictive. I mean, what kind of parents? People like this should not be allowed to breed.
I don't know what's going on.
They should not be allowed to breed.
Pump you to death if you don't watch out. Dude, I'll sit across from you and Bible thump you for hours.
I'll Bible thump you for hours. That should be the show. Hulk Bible thumping.
Every single day.
Dude, I got Jennifer over here in my apartment.
Yeah.
And I used to sit her down for 7 or 8 hours a time and read to her.
Oh, come on.
Hulk, that's too much Bible thumping. 7 to 8 hours a day sitting across from the Hulk in his orange shorts and that tank top is too much Bible thumping from one big wrestler. I'd rather not be Bible thumped by a guy in dolphin shorts whose nuts are hanging out. All right, this is now Larry King gets a hold of Hulk Hogan. Here we go.
Good evening. I want to welcome Hulk Hogan, pro wrestling legend, entertainer, and reality TV star. Hulk's 17-year-old son Nick is in jail. He's sentenced to 8 months behind bars after pleading no contest, to felony reckless driving. A car crash last August, left his friend John Graziano with serious brain injuries.
Oh, Yeah. Hear that? Larry died.
There it goes.
Larry actually died on the show. That's too bad. All right, there we go. We continue with Larry King and Hulk Hogan, man.
First, how are you doing?
Well, we're making it through another day here, Larry. It's to say this has been a tough one is an understatement. You know, the whole family and two families have been, totally devastated, and it's not easy.
Well, let's ask John in Florida what he thinks about the whole thing. John, how are you feeling?
No, come on, John, speak up. John. Hey, John, we asked you a question, buddy. Well, maybe he's not going to wake up.
I think John's in worse shape than you, Hulkster.
Does it ever leave your mind?
No, it doesn't. It's something that's constantly there. It's every minute, every moment.
I know. How terrible. Life dealt you a bad deal there, Hulk. All right, here's more Hulk and Larry King, everybody.
We were all thinking he would go to minimum security for 8 months. They took him straight to the mental part, the mental ward of the hospital, and put him in a very small padded cell. And from that padded cell, we worked all through that.
She put the whole family in there.
Absolutely. Straight
Mom,
jackets and all.
Brooke, Hulk, yep. Sent them all in there.
That weekend, because it was on a Friday, way until the next week, and we thought we were having him move to a better spot, but they moved him to a maximum security area where most of the prisoners were all together in cells with
all right, we get it. All right, here's more Larry King with the Hulk, dudes.
Well, do you know why we hear those tapes?
Oh, you're talking about the prison tapes we just played.
I have no idea why we're hearing those tapes. I mean, it's never been done before, and that I know of ever in the United States. I mean, between O.J. and Charles Manson, Paris Hilton, Ted Bundy, I've never.
Now wait a minute.
Wait. Let me ask you a question. Did he not know that he was going to be on Larry King and hear those tapes? That was just the first time he heard them?
No, he's heard them before. Hulk's okay. Heard the tapes, but Larry was asking him why those tapes exist. And when you call a prisoner calls you, the sheriff's department just tapes it. They usually don't release it, though.
Right.
But let's go through Hulk's references here and break it down just a little bit.
Charles Manson,
in jail for multiple murders that he had ordered.
Yeah. Paris Hilton. Now, Ted Bundy, I've never heard any.
Wait, let's back up here a little further. This is who he is.
I love how he's comparing his son to, like, the worst of the worst serial killers.
Well, in this list, he says...
I mean, between O.J. and...
O.J. Simpson, who got away with killing two people, and then...
Charles Manson.
Charles Manson. Yeah. I think he ordered... There's still bodies that they haven't found. That,
right,
you know,
out in... I think, what is it, Death Valley?
Yeah.
You're digging him up?
I don't know where he is, but Chuck is responsible for a lot of people no longer around.
And Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton?
Like, what?
Paris Hilton got caught drinking and driving, right?
Right, yeah. She didn't kill anybody.
Paris Hilton?
No.
Ted Bundy
went on a murder spree across country.
I love that.
I think wiped out like 14 people.
I love how he adds in Paris Hilton in between all the serial killers.
Paris Hilton has got to be beside herself that she's lumped in with the worst people.
John Wayne Gacy.
I mean, between O.J. and Charles Manson, Paris Hilton, Ted Bundy, I've never heard any private recordings that were supposed to be used only for...
Dopey is this family. All right, more of the Hulk family coming up. It's Hulk Hogan and Larry King talking about Hulk's kid who's in prison for practically killing a dude while he's drinking and driving. Eat alone. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Check him out! Check him out! Get up off your seat! He's got a brand new beat! When the going gets tough, the tough get rough.